I heard the entire broadcast with John Williams and a variety of people, including, what was it, a band from the Salvation Army. It sounded great. Most importantly, lots of money was raised, and I am honored to be associated in any way with a radio station that does that. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm certainly happy to be here on this evening. And, you know, WGN Radio did a wonderful job. Over $200,000 was raised during that time. And, you know, those funds will go specifically towards helping people, you know, with food and shelter and clothing, utility assistance, just a whole plethora of services to meet basic needs that will, you know, they may sound basic, but they are essential all year round.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, it's the holiday season where we think about the Salvation Army, but I am guessing that the need doesn't end at the end of the year. It continues year round.
That's correct. We just don't want to survive in 25. We want to strive in 25. And what are we striving towards? Transforming lives in 25. And you know, with the needs going up, with the population of people, you know, we've seen an increase in the population, which means that we're already seeing an increase in the number of people that are going to need our services beyond the holiday season.
Are you a harbinger of the economy? Do you kind of are ahead of the economists in a sense? Because it would seem to me that you at the Salvation Army know when things are not going well for an increasing number of people.
Yeah, you know, it's because we see more people needing housing. Whenever we see an increased number of people needing to be served, we ultimately feel like, whether I'm an economist or a servant leader, we see those numbers increase, and it just 2 and 2 equals 4. And the 4 means increase in services because the food lines are longer, our shelter lines are longer. When there are longer lines for basic services, we know that the need will increase based on those increased number of people needing to be served.
Is that happening right now?
That is happening right now.
Hmm.
And as we're seeing it happening right now, we can only come to the general conclusion that in 25, you know, more lives will need to be served. And that's kind of how I feel about it. You know, those numbers are up. And for the Salvation Army, you know, Salvation is our middle name, the Salvation Army. And we're trying to save people, even if we're trying to give them a warm bed, 3 meals a day, or help with getting people off drugs and alcohol.
Say that last one again, because I don't know that people are aware that the Salvation Army, among the many other things that the Army mm-hmm. provides a safety net for, also helps people that are abusers, substance abusers, in a variety of ways.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Our Freedom Center in Chicago, on Christiana, is seeing hundreds of people, men and women, families, needing to be rescued from the addiction. It's drug and alcohol and even physical abuse, but more so trying to get people off of the streets. And a lot of it really relates to mental illness. You know, people are trying to medicate themselves with drugs and alcohol, and you can't self-medicate because that's just a cycle that just goes, you know, a hamster on the wheel, just moving but really not going anywhere, or, you know, just needing that safety net. And the Salvation Army provides those services as well.
So one of the most difficult things, I believe, from experts I've talked to, is to have people that are on the street volunteer to get themselves help for any number of a variety of reasons. But if they do, they can't afford to pay for services, of course. Insurance wouldn't cover, if they even had insurance, which, of course, they don't. But you provide those services, do you not?
We do provide those services, whether people are insured or uninsured, or they feel like they just lost their self-assurance. The Salvation Army has always historically been providing services for people at no cost, because the community has looked to the Salvation Army to be that net, to be that safety net, to be that hand up and not a hand out that helps to move people forward in their lives. And if people want to give, they can give to salarmychicago.org. It's not too late, to make a contribution to help us continue to broaden the net, because the services are being broadened based on our increased numbers.
Are you finding that more and more people are giving online and not necessarily to the bell ringers? And incidentally, who are those bell ringers?
Well, you know, the bell ringers are volunteers. The bell ringers are people who we hire during the holiday season who might not otherwise get a job, but we hire them to help us raise the money. You know, some of our bell ringers are people who have gotten off the drugs. Some of our bell ringers are those who have been homeless, and we bring them in and employ them. But we have a lot of people who also volunteer for the bell ringing. So, those are some of the people who help us and who have joined our army. You know, they have signed up, you know, not to be a soldier, but to be a stockholder in saving lives one at a time.
You know, it's not only how much money you give, although a bigger dollar amount, I'm sure, is always appreciated. But, you know, it occurs to me that we have thousands of listeners right now. If everyone gave, I don't know, I don't do math quickly enough to figure this out, but if we have 50,000 listeners, and I'm sure we have more than that, if we have 50,000 listeners and everyone gave a dollar, well, that's a lot of money right there, right? So it's not only how much you give, it's, I suspect, that you give in the first place. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. For those who are listening, know that 83 cents out of every dollar goes towards direct services. You can't go no other place, I believe, and get that kind of bang or blessing for your buck. That dollar stretches a long way. So those who are listening, you know, give a dollar, give $5, you know, give a little bit more, because there are a lot more people needing our services.
Well, I want to congratulate my colleagues at WGN Radio. I will miss names if I mention or try to mention all of them. John Williams, of course, leading the group, but there were all sorts of people behind the scenes who worked on this as well. And I congratulate you as well, because you raised, again, tell me how much money you raised.
I believe it was $208,000.
Yeah. I've heard the same. Yep.
$208,000 was raised, and in 2 hours. I mean, to me, that's incredible. And the amount of people who are going to be helped by this effort to help us continue to offer soup, soap, and salvation to people who are needing throughout the Chicagoland area.
Very good. SalArmyChicago.org. And it's not too late, of course, to give. And I congratulate, I said, everyone here at WGN who presses. No. It's really about the listeners who gave. And it's about all of you who work for and with the Salvation Army. Army Major K. Kendall Matthews, thank you so much for everything you do.
Yes, my pleasure, and Happy New Year.